The vision is to create an energy economy with reliable supply of high quality energy services for the Ghanaian economy and for export. But I adopt as my overarching mantra to keep the lights on, to keep transportation moving, because we have fixed the balance sheets of all the sector agencies under the ministry. That is the overarching mantra. Because at the end of the day, Ghanaians are going to judge us whether as successful or as failures, whether we are able to keep our lights on, whether we get the transportation moving. And we can do those things solely because we have removed the Achilles heel of poor balance sheets in the sector. On the petroleum side, we have two fields that are in full production. The Jubilee, that gives us 100,000 barrels of oil per day, and the TEN field, that gives us 50,000 barrels per day. There is an imbalance of the FPSO Kwame Nkrumah, and it is limiting our ability to fully exploit the hydrocarbons. It is also limiting our ability to export gas from the FPSO in order to adequately generate power in the Abuazi Thermal Enclave. The ENI project that has popularly been named Sankofa is also on course. The FPSO John Ajekum Kufuor has arrived. The subsea infrastructure is being hooked up to the FPSO, and we are of the expectation that latest by August, we will have first flow of oil from the ENI fields, and in March the following year, we'll have first gas as well. To improve our gas situation, negotiations are far advanced between WAPCO, or the West African Pipeline Company, and Ghana National Petroleum Corporation to reverse flow the gas, that is through connectivity. Nobody knew of gas in Ghana, and the engineering, therefore, decided to flow gas out of Itoki, Benin, Togo, Tema, and Takrad. Guess what? We found our own gas. And in finding our own gas, most of the gas we found must be used in the east, the Tema Power Enclave. So there's excess gas for some period of time that will be stranded in the Takrad Enclave. We will implement open public competitive tender processes in the award of petroleum blocks. No longer will a minister be able to sit or ensconce himself in his office or herself in the office and sign away blocks. It is going to be by open public competitive tender. We will also be securing the outer continental shelf and delimiting maritime boundaries. These are the innovations.